我们很高兴钟牧师和师母回到我们中间。
We're very happy that Pastor Joan and Mrs. Joan come back to us.
他们应该常常回来，不然的话，他们会被认为是新来的朋友。
They need to come back visit us soon, otherwise they'll be strangers.
我们今天与弟兄姐妹交通的信息是身处完全的奉献。
Our today's message is complete devotion.
奉献这个字在中文里面常常只以为是金钱上的奉献。
So devotion in Chinese people always think it's money devotion.
那事实上，这不仅仅是包含这个，还有包括我们的才干、我们的劳力、我们的时间。
And it's not only money, but also our time, our ability, our what we can do.
我们今天从撒母耳记上第一章，我们要来分享这个信息。
And today we're going to study the First Samuel.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord.
哈拿就是这卷书作者的母亲，撒母耳的母亲。
And Hannah is Samuel's mother.
她有很深的痛苦，所以她来到上帝的面前来祷告。
She was hurt deeply, so she come before the Lord and pray.
这个痛苦第一个来自于她的丈夫，因为她丈夫有两个妻子。
The pain first come from her husband because he has two wives.
在这样的环境里面是很痛苦的。
And it's very painful.
第二个痛苦是来自于她自己，因为她不能生育。
And second ones come from herself because she wasn't be able to conceive.
第三个痛苦是来自于对手，因为另外一个妻她生了许多的儿女，她却没有儿女。
And the other one is from the other wife, her rival, because the other wife has children.
再一个痛苦是来自于上帝。
And the other one from God.
因为上帝使她不能生育。
Because God has closed her womb.
末了的一个痛苦是来自于祭司以利。
And also come from the priest Eli.
因为这个祭司认为她是一个不正经的女人。
Because the priest mistakenly think she was a drunkard.
在哈拿的周围有许许多多的痛苦围绕着她。
So there are pain and sufferings surround her.
她找不到出路，唯一的出路就是来到上帝的面前。
And she has no way out. The only way out is come before the Lord.
这个苦难却引领她走上奉献的路。
And this pain actually led her into the road of devotion.
她在上帝的面前，她就在那里许愿说：“万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”
And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me." And not forget your servant, but give her a son. Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
他对神许愿的时候是用一个很诚实的态度在那里许愿。
When she made the vow, she made with honest.
他这个许愿不是随风转舵，看情势变动说话的。
So it's not swayed by the circumstances.
他说了就算数的一许愿。
And she made a vow and she mean it.
当他许愿完以后呢，次日清早他们起来和在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛，到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕。
Early the next morning, they arose and worshiped the Lord before the Lord.And then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her.
Hannah 怀孕了，这件事情事实上是她长久等候的一件事情。
So it's something that Hannah been waiting for a long time.
她的所有的痛苦，就是因为她没有孩子。
All her pain was resulted by not having any children.
现在她得着了，她怀孕了。
And finally now she is conceived.
因为她向神祷告。
Because she asked the Lord.
所以她知道这个恩典是来自于上帝的。
And she knows the blessing comes from the Lord.
从怀孕的第一天起，她的心里面是有感觉的。
And then from the first day, and she felt something in her heart.
我想起步的感觉一定说，真的有吗？
And at the beginning, she probably wondering, it's really, it is?
接下来她会害喜，她会担心流产。
And then she will experience morning sickness and afraid of miscarriage.
甚至她的胃口会产生变化，她的睡眠会受影响。
And then it will affect her appetite and her sleep.
我们看那些怀孕的妇女，到了一个阶段的时候，她们手跟脚都会肿起来，身体都开始变了样。
And then we see some of the pregnant women among us, and their feet and their hands are swelled up, and then their body shape changed.
她的丈夫如果在这个时候说：“太太啊，你越变越美啊！”她的丈夫应该去当外交官。
And then if the husband say to them, "Hey, you're looking really, really beautiful," and then he should be a diplomat.
如果她丈夫说：“你变得越变越丑啊！”她的先生应该去当牧师。
If the husband said, "You're getting uglier and uglier," and he should become a priest.
当他开始感觉到这个胎儿在里面的心跳的时候，胎儿在那里动的时候，他是很有感觉的。
And then she actually will feel the heartbeat of the baby and the movement of the baby inside of her.
当时间就近的时候，他会紧张；等到羊水破的时候，他的第一次的经验里面一定使他非常的难以面对这样的情况。
And then she'll get more and more anxious, especially when the water broke.
接下来在生产的过程中，那个疼痛、那个奋斗，我想是历历在目。
And then there will be pain and struggle during the childbirth.
好不容易生出来了，第一次的哭声是震撼她的心。
And finally, the child was born, and they hear the boy cry.
第一次见到她的孩子的时候，抱在她的手里，那个是激动的。
And then how excited she will be when the first time she saw her son and held him in her arms.
第一次的喂奶是充满着感情的流露。
And first time feeding.
因为上帝的恩典临到了。
Because the blessing of God.
这样的过程对哈拿来讲，日期满足了，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I asked the Lord for him."
过去从来没有儿女，看见他的对手儿女成群了，那个感觉是多么的强烈，多年来得不着。
So how strong the feeling is, like something you have been longing for so many years, and you finally received it.
经过许多的辛酸跟眼泪，好不容易得着了这一个儿子。
After all the pains and sufferings and tears, finally have a son.
你可以想象，这样的母亲一定是全心全力的养育这个儿子。
And you can imagine such a mother will give everything to the son.
她花上一切的投资跟栽培啊，就只有放在这个孩子的身上。
So all the investment are all for the son.
这个是一个奉献的态度，因为他要奉献的就是他这个儿子。
So this is the attitude of our devotion because that's the only thing she will devote it to God.
以利加拿就是她的丈夫和她全家都上示罗去，要向耶和华献年祭，并还所许的愿。
When the man Elkanah went up with all his family to offer the annual sacrifice to the Lord.And to fulfill his vow.
Hannah 却没有上去，对丈夫说：“等孩子断了奶，我便带他上去朝见耶和华，使他永远住在那里。”
Hannah did not go. She said to her husband, "After the boy is weaned, I will take him and present him before the Lord, and he will live there always."
每年到了献年纪的时候， Hannah 从小每年都做这样的事情。
So every year, Hannah will go up to the Lord's temple and sacrifice the annual sacrifice.
这是当时的生活跟习俗，这是一个很重要的节日。
That's a custom, and it's very important.
因为他们要到圣殿里面去领受上帝的祝福。
Because you go to the Lord's temple and receive Lord's blessing.
这个是一个天大的事情。
This is very, it's a big thing.
但是哈拿却没有上去。
But this time Hannah didn't go.
因为她有一个比这个更大的事情。
Because she has something more important.
那就是养育她这个儿子。
To raise her son.
她全心全力不顾其他一切，只为了这个儿子。
So he do everything for the son.
所以她的投资是把自己都放进去了。
So her devotion is put herself all in.
在这样的过程中，她的心情我们很难能够了解的。
So her feelings, it's hard for us to understand.
这个里面有许多的挣扎。
There are a lot of struggles.
她的丈夫以利加拿对她说：“就随你的意行吧，可以等儿子断了奶，但愿耶和华应验他的话。”于是妇人在家里乳养儿子，直到断了奶。
Do what seems best to you, Elkanah, her husband told her. Stay here until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord make good his word. So the woman stayed at home and nursed her son until she had weaned him.
这个孩子是要献给上帝的。
So this boy is for the Lord.
而且他自己跟自己定规的，孩子一断奶的时候，他就把孩子献给上帝。
And she made a vow to the Lord as soon as the child is weaned. She will devote him to the Lord.
但是这件事情是持续在进展的。
But it's have a course.
这个孩子越养是越可爱，越长是越黏人呢。
So as the child grows, more and more cute, and then more and more you will fall in love with him.
越长越大，母亲的心是越舍不得。
And as the child grows bigger, and then the mother's heart is reluctantly let him go more.
但是母亲的心知道。他一旦断奶的时候，就要送到圣殿去了。
But the mother knows, as soon as the child is weaned, she will devote him to the Lord.
等到这个孩子开始会叫妈的时候呢，这个孩子就是他身上的一块肉啊，别人不能碰的。
And when the child say mom to her, and then you can feel know her feelings.
他是他心上的唯一的宝啊，别人是不可以摸的。
That's the most precious thing to her.
所以他里面有很多的矛盾，越大的话，离开他、离开母亲的时间就越来越近了。
So there are a lot of struggle and conflict. The bigger the child grows, the sooner she has to bring him to the Lord.
天天在那里受考验，再不久，我的孩子就要离开我了。
So every day she will think, not too long, the child will go to the Lord.
这个挣扎，做母亲的人自己知道的。
So all mothers know this kind of struggle.
我问了一些做母亲的，我说你的孩子是什么时候给他断奶的
？So I asked some mother when the child was weaned.
现在好像他们说六个月就断奶了。
Some mother said about 6 months.
后来我去查历史资料，人家都是5岁到6岁才断奶的。
And I do some historical research. It's about 5 to 6 years old.
这些做母亲的，他不知道怎么说哈，所以。这个哈拿事实上他可以慢慢的熬啊，因为我断奶是取决于谁啊，完全是取决于母亲的决定啊，时间事实上是母亲定的。
So the time is really depends on Hannah when she's going to wean the child.
我曾经在报纸上看见有一个初中生啊，他上学的时候他母亲还喂他奶啊，还没断奶。
So I have read an article in the newspaper, there, it's 10-12 grade still not weaned.
所以这个决定完全是取决于哈拿自己心里面的。
So this decision really made by Hannah.
他一定会这样看他的孩子说，孩子还这么小，你就离开我，他能够承担得了吗
？So she would look at Samuel and think he's so young, can he do live without me?
他哭了谁安慰呢
？And then when he cries, who will comfort him?
他饿了谁喂呢
？When he's hungry, who will feed him?
他病了谁照顾呢
？When he's sick, who will care for him?
来吧，再喂，再吃奶，再吃奶。
Come and I'll keep feeding you.
所以他是里面有人家不能明白的挣扎在里面。
So there's struggle that other people will not understand.
弟兄姐妹要奉献是需要经过这样的手续的。
So brother and sister, devotion needs such struggle.
既然断了奶，就把孩子带上示罗，到了耶和华的殿，又带了一只3岁公牛， 一法细面，一皮带酒，那时孩子还小。
After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh.
这孩子一断奶，他就把他带到圣殿去了。
So as soon as the child's weaned, she bring him to the Lord.
他带去的时候，他还带了三样东西。
And she brought three things with her.
一只公牛是三岁大的，是成熟的。
One three-year-old bull.
还有细面。
Ephah.
还有一
flour.
皮带的酒。
And skin of wine.
这三样东西是在他要把孩子献给神的时候所带来的。
So those three things she brought when she gave her son to the Lord.
公牛要献的时候就把它杀了。
So the bull will be slaughtered.
面要献的时候就把它烧了
and the flour will be burned.
酒要献的时候就把它浇了
and the wine will be poured out.
这个就表示他交出去以后就再也不收回来了
So this is something you give will never return back to you.
这是完全彻底的奉献
This is a complete devotion.
真正的交出去了
and give it all.
这是他的这个做母亲的人他已经下了决心再也不收回了
So that's Hannah made up her mind that when she gives, she'll never ask it back.
当时这是她唯一的儿子。
That's at that time, Samuel was only her only son.
在十八世纪的时候，有一个英国人，他的名字叫做戴德生。
And in 18th century, there is a man called Hudson Taylor.
他在十九岁的时候，他就立定心意要到中国来传教。
When he was 19 years old, he made up his mind to do the missionary work in China.
在那个时候，英国是世界独强的独霸的帝国。
And at that time, England is very strong.
那是世界最高的一个地方，在整个世界来讲，水准最高的一个地方。
Well, people think it's the highest, hold the highest level.
那时候清朝是末年，事实上是一个很衰败、贫穷、落后的地方。
And Qing Dynasty at that time was actually, it's decaying.
他从来没有去过中国，也不知道中国到底是什么样。
He has never been to China and don't know what China's look like.
只是很片段的一些知识而已。
And only have some knowledge.
在他的日记里面，他记载着。那一天他要上船的时候他的母亲来到码头来送行
And then the day he recorded in his diary that the day when he get on board of the boat his mother come visit him
他的母亲也上了船
And she got on the boat too
他母亲在这个他即将要在这个上面这只船上度过半年六个月时间的船上与他话别
So he actually will spend 6 months on this boat.
当时的这条航程是非常的遥远，还要绕过南非，然后再转上来，再往中国的方向走，所以是一个漫长的旅程。
Before the voyage was very long, it's like go around South Africa and then go up all the way to China.
这段路程是充满着危险
，and it's dangerous route.
是有丧失生命的危险
，and then you can lose your life.
他的母亲坐在他的旁边，没有说什么话。
His mother sat next to him, didn't say much.
就安安静静的在那里帮他折衣服。
Just sit there quietly folding his clothes.
到了船长吩咐所有送行的人必须离开船的时候，他的母亲就站在码头上面。
So when the captain said all the people, that are not sailing should get off the boat.
当船开始往外。海移动的时候，他的母亲就跟着船，在码头上一步一步的往前走。
So her mother got off the boat as the boat moves, and she walked along with the boat.
那个时候他是二十一岁。
And that time he was 21 years old.
他也站在甲板的上面看着他的母亲。
And he was standing on the deck and looking at his mother.
他的母亲一步一步的跟着走，走到最后码头的尽头的地方，再也没有办法走的地方，船就离开了码头出去了。
And then she walked as far as she possibly could, and then the boat left.
他看着他的母亲，他说：“我可以听得到我母亲心中撕裂的声音。
”And then he said, "I can hear my mother's cry."
这时候他的眼泪就掉下来了。
And then he started crying.
他看见他的母亲把他的儿子献给了中国。
And he saw that his mother devoted her son to China.
他母亲彻底地把他交出去了。
It's a complete devotion.
他在泪水的当中，他抬头看到天上另外有一幅的图画。
And then in his tear, he looked up in the sky, and there's a different picture.
他看见这位天父也把他独一的儿子献给了世人。
And he saw that our heavenly Father gave his only Son to us.
这时候他才说，我才稍微真正能够懂得圣经所说神爱世人，
and then he said,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And then he said, finally, I can understand a little why it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish.But have everlasting life.
公牛就杀了，细面就烧了，酒就浇上去了。
So the bull will be slaughtered, the flour will be burned out, and then the wine will be poured out.
一次的献上，彻底的付出了。
And one-time devotion, everything.
接下来，那妇人说：“主啊，我敢在你面前起誓。”从前在你这里站着祈求耶和华的那妇人就是我。
And she said to him, As surely as you live, my Lord, I'm the woman who stood here beside you, praying to the Lord.
我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了。
I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him.
所以我将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。
So now I gave him to the Lord. For his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord.
事实上，他已经献上去了，把他儿子早就献上去了。
And long before, she already gave her boy to the Lord.
献完了以后，他把他的儿子带来要交给祭司，因为祭司是接收的人。
And now she bring her son to the priest.
所以在这里面我们看见他没有放鞭炮敲锣打鼓。
And here we can see she didn't make a big scene of it.
唯恐别人不知道。
Yeah, sometimes, you know, people do things want everybody to know.
有的时候我们要奉献，我们希望能够打广告，能够发帖子，大家都知道。
Sometimes we give, we want to advertise to make everybody know.
但是他就是默默的就献上去了。
But she gave in silence.
只有上帝知道。
Only God knows.
这个默默的付出，他没有想到，他接下来他还要必须转身而去。
And now, after the devotion, she has to know that she has to turn around and walk away.
我相信他回家的路上的时候，他心中会有很多的想法的。
And I believe she have a lot of thought in her on her way home.
可能是后悔，可能是舍不得。
Maybe regret.
原来他没有儿女。
Before she had no children.
向上帝求了，得到了这个唯一的儿子。
And she asked for the Lord, and the Lord gave her one.
如今转身而去，她又没有儿女了。
And now she turned around, have no more children again.
原来是空空的。
Still empty-handed.
现在也是空空的。
And now still empty-handed.
默默地付出去了。
She devoted in her silence.
末了，她说：“使他终身归于耶和华。”于是在那里敬拜耶和华。
So for his whole life, he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
他把一切的荣耀都归给了主。
And she gave all the glory to God.
在一个不能生育的妇女的身上，上帝你的恩典怜悯临到我了，使我能够生育，使我能够养育这个孩子。
So as a woman that could not conceive, then the Lord has blessed her and gave her a son.
因为这个妇人看见一个更高的荣耀，所以她把她唯一的再次的交回去给这位主。
Because she saw the higher glory, so she gave her son back to the Lord.
她从上帝那里领受了上帝的荣耀，再把荣耀归回给上帝。
So she received the blessing from the Lord and gave Lord back his glory.
我们在这里学习要奉献。
So we need to learn to, how to, do the devotion.
事实上，历史告诉我们，在撒母耳的身上，实在成就了一个他母亲没有办法想象 极大的荣耀。
So if we read the book of Samuel, we know there's something that Samuel has done that beyond her mother's imagination.
哈拿没有办法完全知道这件事情的。
She will not know what's going to happen.
她唯一能够知道就是我所信的是一位荣耀的上帝。
And all she knows, I believe the glorious God.
只要我把我自己交给他的话，凡是神的荣耀都能够彰显的。
So if I give up myself, and then glory of God will be shown.
我们借着这个哈拿的事情，我们来思想我们自己。
So based on the story of Hannah, let's think about ourselves.
我们借着她所走过的事情来检验我们在神面前对神的奉献的。
And help us to reflect what we do according to Hannah's experience.
我们的奉献是不是经过苦难引领过呢？
So, is our devotion come from distress?
我们曾经在神面前诚实地许愿过，愿意把这个献给神吗？
Have we ever faithfully made a vow and gave God what He deserves?
我更要跟弟兄姐妹谈到，你真正的经历到上帝的恩典临到你吗？
Have you ever really feel the blessing from God come upon you?
因为上帝的恩典是丰满的。
Because His blessing is plentiful.
一定要领受到。
And then you will receive it.
如果没有领受到的话，表示有问题的。
If you have not received His grace yet,
在我们生活上，到底什么地方把它堵住了呢？让他的恩典下不来呢？
So we have to reflect in our lives what we did wrong.
一个没有经历恩典的人是没有办法奉献的。
So if you have not received the grace, you cannot give.
所以你要常常思想上帝 你要给我的恩典在哪里呢？如果我没有收到，我一定要查出来原因在哪里。
So sometimes we have to ask God, God, where is the blessing? If I don't have it, I need to think what's wrong with me.
对于我们所要奉献的这一个，我们必须要用我们的心血全心全力的投资在上面。
So the thing we decide to devote to God, we have to make up our mind to do the ultimate investment.
因为上帝他配得的。
Because he worth it.
他配得那个最好的。
And he worth the best.
我们不要用一个没有经过付出代价的就献给神。
Sometimes we give him what we don't really work for.
而且我们要知道我们在奉献的过程中，我们这个人一定要经过痛苦挣扎的。
And we know that our devotion needs to be full of struggle.
如果有的人说我奉献，但是轻轻松松的，这种奉献讨不到神的喜悦的。
So sometimes you devote without any difficulty and hardship, it can't please God.
并且我们的奉献一定要一次的就交上去，就在主你的手中，任你的喜悦，你怎么样的使用都可以。
And then when we give everything and let God decide.
并且我们要学习，我们付出的时候，就只有天父知道。我们默默的付出，唯一知道的就是我的天父。
And every time when we give, the only person will know is our heavenly Father.
这个的献上去呢，是为着他的荣耀，不是为着我的名声。
And our devotion is for His glory, not ours.
这是一个彻底完全的奉献。
And this is the ultimate devotion.
盼望我们或许在这个地方我们开始摸到了，在那个地方我们有一个进度了。
So hopefully we'll figure out what we need to learn.
如果我们所献上去的是那种半成品神不要的奉献的话，是不是太可惜了？
So what a pity if we give God halfway made product.
因为他不会接纳这样的奉献，我们何必做呢？
Because it does not please him, why we even do it?
我们都以为我们已经献上去，结果神没有收到，因为他不愿意收这样的奉献的话，那太可惜了。
Sometimes we think we give something to God, but it's not what he wants.
每一次的献上，盼望我们在主的面前能够很明白，我有把握，我所献上的神充满的喜悦，接纳了我的所献上的。
And I hope we will have such devotion that will please the Lord.
我们应当做一个智慧的人。
Help us to be full of wisdom.
因为他配得。
Because it's worth it.
往后我们看见哈拿所献上的，结果神 敞开天上的窗户啊，请到在他的一家。
And then we can see after Hannah devoted Samuel to him, God opened the floodgate of heaven and greatly blessed them.
所以认识他的丰富，你就知道神不是要这个那个，神要的是你的心，让他得到满足。
So if you know God, God does not want things from you. He wants your heart.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.